Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Amen. My subject for a couple of minutes here is God is with us. Just think about that. You may be seated. That's what this psalm says. God is with us. Selah. Pause and meditate on that. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we won't fear, though the earth be moved out of the way, and the mountains carried away in the midst of the sea. The waters roar and be troubled. The mountains shake with swelling. Think about it. Glory. Amen. Amen. God is with us. Doesn't matter what happens. Now, what I'm going to say to you after I put my hands down, if you're listening, this won't have a bad effect on you. After I put my hands down, nothing I say till I raise my hands again will be true. Early this morning, I was in here and opened the doors, unlocked the church, and had it open and was just working around the building, and a man came in. I don't know who he was, but he started talking to me, and he said, you believe the Bible? I said, yes, I do. And all of it, he said. I said, yes, I believe all the Bible. And so he said, let me read something to you and see if you believe it. And he read, in my name shall they cast out devils. Do you believe that? I said, yes, I believe that. They shall speak with new tongues. I said, I really do. I believe that. He said, they shall take up serpents. I said, I believe that. He said, excuse me just a minute. And he went outside. I didn't know what he was doing. Then he came back carrying a cage full of rattlesnakes. Big old rattlesnakes. And he said it right back here on the organ stool. And he said, are you willing to take one of these serpents? And hurrying to get out of the way, I accidentally bumped the cage. It fell off in the floor. The door came open. The top came off. And those snakes went all over the church. And we tried to find those rattlesnakes, and we couldn't find a one of them. Somewhere in this building, there are some snakes. Now, if that was not true, how would you feel right now? Would you be sort of conscious of the fact? Here, I'll put my hands back up now. All right. Would you be conscious of the fact that there's something present here, possibly, that makes you uncomfortable? Amen. Even though you can't see it, if all that had been true, you would be thinking about, hey, there's something in this building I'm not too sure I want it to be here. But it would be a presence, because if I had been telling the truth, we would know probably behind one of these amplifiers or under the carpet over here, there's something possibly there, and we got to watch our step. Got to watch where we reach. You know, watch these plants. Watch if we go to the restroom. We don't know what we're going to run into. You know. But I didn't tell you the truth, as I said, when my hands went down. None of that was true. But what I am saying that is true, that Jesus is in this place. And He was here when you walked in the door. Amen. You may not see Him, but the Word of God is true, and it is absolutely true, that God is present with us. Hallelujah. Everything you do, every way you turn, everywhere you find yourself, whether you're up here singing, sitting back there, going into the restroom, whatever you're doing, God is present. The one that moves mountains. The one that creates all things. The one that causes wars to cease. The one that has all power in heaven and in earth is with us this morning. Just think about that. Just think about that. Now you might say, you know, if I could see Him, if I could see Him, I could worship Him more. But could we? Could we worship Him more? Amen. Jesus said it's more blessed to be able to praise God in so many words and to be thankful and bless His name when you can't see than it is if you do see. Now, if a physical man walked in here today named Jesus and said, I'm Jesus that you've been talking about, I don't think any of you would believe him. We might find ourselves being more unbelievers than we really realize. What if Jesus came in here and said, my name is Jesus. I'm the Jesus you've been looking for. What would you want after that? Would you want some kind of proof? Or would you want us to throw him out? Because what you would see would be possibly a man, maybe dressed a little different, looks a little different than you expected. Amen. What do you really expect to see when you see Jesus? And if Jesus walked into this building right now, first thoughts on our mind is, that's not really Jesus. That's not Jesus. I didn't expect him to look like that. So we would say, Jesus, how do we know that you're the Jesus we've been praising? If he turned around and said, were you happier when you were able to praise me before I walked in than you are now? At that moment, we'd probably say yes, because we think you're an imposter. But just what if he walked over to you and everything that's been wrong in your life was suddenly fixed? What if all of a sudden all your aches and pains, when he walked by you, disappeared? Brother Patrick, what if you stood up and said, could I just touch him? And all of a sudden, everything that's wrong with your body would be healed. Then would you start believing, possibly he might be with us? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What if he walked over to you and told you some things about your life that nobody in the world knows? And it's just you know about it. And it's just conversations you've had in prayer, only to God in private. What if he would walk over and say, I heard that prayer and I'm here to answer it for you today? Amen. Let me tell you something. We don't have to go through all this doubt, I wonder if, business today. The physical man has not walked in here, and we're not having to have some kind of proof. Amen. But Jesus is here, able to heal you. He's heard every prayer you've prayed. He's able to make everything that's wrong right. Thank you, Jesus. He's a very present help in trouble. He's here right now. Just think about that. What do you need? What do you need in your life? What do you need that Jesus can take care of? Is there anything that God can't do? Praise God. You need refuge? God is our refuge. You need strength? God is our strength. You need help? God is a very present help in trouble. Thank you, Jesus. You don't get in any trouble without God knowing about it. Amen. Because He's a present help. He's also a presence. We can't go anywhere to get away from His presence. You're with me, Lord. If I ascend to the heights, go to the depths, no matter where I go, Thou art there. Amen. Amen. He's a very present help in trouble. Your most difficult situation you enter into in life, no matter what it is. Amen. When you are facing something that's difficult, always remember, Jesus is facing it with you. Let's praise Him today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The word therefore in the verse that I was reading in this song, it was written many centuries ago. Amen. How that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Then the word therefore is inserted. Because He's our refuge and strength. Because God is here. Because He's here to help us in times of trouble. We won't be afraid. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you were alone in your trouble, you'd have every reason to be afraid. If you were having to face some situations in life and not know any answer to it, it's just me and my decision and what I do, and it seems like sometimes I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, and I don't know what to do right now. If you only had you to depend on in a time like that, amen, you could be in serious trouble. But because God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble, there's not one of His children that can get in trouble without Him being involved in it. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're there, He's there too. Amen. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. If you're going through a tough time, always remember who's with you. Thank you, Jesus. If He can't get you out of it, you're not going to get out of it. Praise God. Amen. And if you don't get out of it, and you've done all you know to do, and you've turned to the Lord and all of it, and you're still in it, look for the blessing, because somewhere in the midst of the trial, there's going to be a blessing come your way. This is the will of God concerning you. If you're going through a valley and you can't get out of the valley, but you know, Thou art with me. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. We're in the valley together, Lord. Let's see what we can find in this valley. Oh, here's a lily over here. There's some beautiful flowers in the valley. Praise God. There's some good things happening as long as you keep moving. Praise God. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Don't stop. Just keep going. Praise God. I'm down, but I'm going forward. Amen. Because You're with me. I'm going through a tough time in my life, but You're with me. Yeah. Praise God. So I'm going to keep going. Amen. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how far I got to go with this. I don't know what it's going to be like when I get to the other side, but I'm going to keep going. Praise God, because Thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Just think about that. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. God is our refuge and strength. Amen. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Praise God. I think we experience that sometimes. We come to church with all of our troubles that we've come out of in the world. I know we have troubles. And you know, no matter what I don't know about you, I know that you've got troubles. If you don't have troubles, then you're the Jesus we're looking for. I know we got troubles. But we get in church, and what do? We sing. We clap our hands. We get happy. Praise God. We raise our voices and we praise our God. We thank the Lord. We testify. We shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Does that stop the troubles from being there? No. The troubles are still there. But always remember, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. Amen. If we can learn, when we're going through these problems in life, to do what we do on Sundays and Tuesdays and Thursdays, when we put everything aside and go to church, regardless of what's going on, we make our way to the house of God because we know there's going to be some strength there. There's going to be some power there. There's going to be some hope and some words of encouragement there. And although it may be difficult, we try to make it. We get here. And when we get here, we rejoice. We thank God. And we get our minds off the problem as much as we can. And we start thinking about Jesus. Pretty soon we're singing. Pretty soon we're happy. Pretty soon we're not thinking about trouble at all. We're just praising God. Now, you can experience that on Monday morning, too. When the phone's ringing, and the doorbell's ringing, and the dog's barking because somebody's waiting on the first one that rung to get through because he wants to ring it, too. And everything that happens is more bad news. The river still flows. What makes you glad on Sunday night can also make you glad on Monday morning. What makes you glad on Sunday night can make you glad on Monday afternoon. What makes you glad on Sunday night can make you glad on Tuesday. Amen. That's why we should be able to come into the house of God with praise on our lips. Amen. We should come in here praising God. Why? Because I've been praising Him before I got here. He saw me through some things. There were some problems, but I knew who was with me. There were some difficult times, but I didn't throw up my hands and throw in the towel and say, I give up. I know who's with me. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and the power of Jesus and the ability of Jesus, hallelujah! My soul gets happy. Thank You, Lord. And the world may not understand it, but you can be happy in the midst of your problem during the middle of the week. Hallelujah! I had several people I talked to yesterday I haven't met before. new people that came into my life. But as I would talk to different ones, it seemed like it was a longing to talk to somebody that knows something about God. Amen. They just want to know that there is a God. They don't say it in those words, but you can tell by the words they do say and the look on their faces. One lady said, "I'm not a religious person, but I do have high respect for those that are." That's just saying, "I wish I could be." Amen. Another man who's an insurance executive said, "I know you, I remember you." And then my mind went back several years ago. I did know the man years ago. I don't remember all that I knew then. It's been a long time. But he just kept wanting to talk to me. Amen. "How's the church? Where are you located? When are your services?" All he was saying is, "I wish I could get in on what it is that you're in on." Amen. Now, these people may not ever come through the doors of this church in our lifetime. But when we walk out these doors, the same God that meets us here goes with us. Amen. So if I should discover myself in the pathway of some of these individuals again, I should remember that God is with me. And He's for them, just as He's for me. And certainly there must be some words somewhere that God could help me to be able to utter that would touch their lives. You realize speaking in tongues is more than saying words that can't be understood as the Spirit gives the utterance. The Spirit also gives utterance when you don't know what to say. Jesus wants to use your tongue to say just the right words. Hallelujah. There's wisdom beyond our wisdom. And there are people in trouble every way you look. And they're needing some answers. Amen. And we could try to figure it all out with our minds and come up with something like they've already come up with. They've already been thinking. They've already had a lot of friends give them some advice. And it's all been thought out. And a lot of things, you know, compare this thought with that thought. And it's just a frustrating mess. They can't find an answer. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And in this river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. As you read through the New Testament, you find out that the city of God is the place where the children of God gather. "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Praise God. The city of God is a place where the inhabitants of the eternal home that's not of this world meet together. We're part of the city of God this morning. There's a river flowing into this place, and the streams make this city glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My dad, my grandfather, and I went fishing in a fishing hole. It was a big, big fishing hole. I mean, place to fish. A lake with a spring running through it. And the boat wasn't big enough for all of us. And so two of us had to stay behind while two went out on the boat. So my grandfather and I decided we would just let my father and whoever else was with us go out in the boat. But when they got out of sight, I said to my grandfather, "You know what, Paul? You don't have to be in a boat to catch fish." And I said, "And you don't have to go out into that main stream to catch fish." And he said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "I'll show you." And I didn't know if it was going to work or not. But I got a big old long plastic worm, tied a hook in it, and tied the knot just right and put a weight on it. And I stood over on a little place away from the main stream. It was a place where water sometimes would run into it, and it had made quite a large pond just a little distance from the main part of where they were fishing. As far as I knew, nobody ever fished in this place. And there with my grandfather standing at my side, I threw as far as I could out into that pond. As soon as that plastic worm hit the water, something grabbed it. Something grabbed it. I saw my granddad. He said, "Wow, you got something." And I started reeling in. Pretty soon a big old largemouth bass came out of the water, just flopping. And I played around with that thing and I caught him, about a 4-pound bass. And I had to get my stringer out and put him on there. And I said, "Let's do that again." And I threw out there again and caught another one just like it. And my granddad said, "Wow! Who would have ever thought it? Who would have ever thought it? There's actually fish in this little pond." I said, "Paul, you know where they come from? The mainstream." Praise God. My dad and them, when they got back after fishing all over that lake, they had nothing, and I had a whole gang of fish. Praise God. Look, don't be surprised if in your little place where you are right now, where it seems like nothing's going on, you may have a hold of something a lot greater than you realize. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The streams of this river make glad the city of God. Hallelujah. Out there where you are in your little tributary, where it seems like nothing's going on, nothing can go on, it doesn't look like a place where anything could ever happen, just try it. Try just doing what you would do if you were in the best church service that's going on. If you were in a camp meeting where everybody's rejoicing. Out there in your little dry place where it seems like nothing can happen, just cast out and expect something to be there. Praise God, because it's a stream that makes glad the city of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God's in the midst of this. Amen. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Amen. All this strong stuff going on. All these loud voices, all these pressures. And just one sound of his voice, and it all melts. Hallelujah. Hear you the word of the Lord. Know where you are. He speaks with a still small voice. Amen. It may not be anything that anybody else can hear, but you're his child. And his people know his voice. In the midst of your worst time, make sure that you realize that you're still having a good time. Thou art with me in this struggle too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So they're raging. So the problems are getting bigger. So it's getting rough. And then he utters his voice. And it all just melts. I've gone through that many times myself. It melts. The problem's still there, but it melts. It's easier to deal with a melted problem than it is a solid problem. Amen. You know, in a prayer room, all by myself, down on my knees, oh, the pressure was on. It was terrible. Years ago, money problems. I know none of you ever have money problems, but this was a time that I went through. There was no way to satisfy the debts. It was just impossible. Money problems. Pressures. And more pressures. And just terrible pressures. And I went into this little Sunday school room by myself and started praying. And at first my prayer was, oh God. Oh God. You know, oh God, what am I going to do? Oh God. You know. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Oh, God. And I needed that moment, but I didn't need to stay there too long. Because all during that time I said, oh God. I was still feeling the pressures. Still knowing that the heavy load was still on my shoulder. Oh God, help me. Then I started realizing where I was. Here I am in this little Sunday school room by myself. But I'm not by myself. I started just thinking about it. The God I'm talking to is here, listening to me. Then I started saying things like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to praise you for the very fact that you're my God. I want to thank you that you reached down farther than I could reach up, lifted me up out of sin. I want to praise you today, Lord. You know, as I started going in this direction, I found myself starting to feel like something just melting away. Hallelujah. It wasn't long before, instead of being flat on my face on the carpet crying, I was standing up with my hands up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, a heart that went into that room sad started becoming glad. God was my present help, a very present help in a time of trouble. Amen. And the heathen raged and the seas roared and the world was just coming at me in every direction. But I found that He could make glad the city of God. Even if one person who is an inhabitant of that city is in a secluded place, God is there, a present help in trouble, in a little room all alone by myself. Hallelujah. I came out of that room better than I went in. The same problems were facing me when I went out. But I had more of an ability to handle it. Amen. There was more of an ability to look up. Because I had a right to be happy. I went to those same people that snarled at me. That looked at me. And made threats to me. And said bad things to me. And there was something about going after that meeting with the Lord and meeting those same people. Instead of them coming to me, I went to them. And I said things like, you know what? I know we're having a difficult time right now, but I'm going to get through this thing. You just watch. Everything's going to be all right. Give me a little time. Be patient. You may not believe it, but I'm determined. And you know what? In every case, they wanted to shake my hand, and they would say things like, oh, have a good day. I'm so glad you came to see me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing what God can do when our attitude starts changing. And only God can change that sometimes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, some of those times before going into those places where I had to get that relief. Amen. The words that came out of my mouth were not what should be coming out of my mouth. Who do they think they are? Who do they think they are? Don't they know that you can only do so much? Don't call my number again. But then after that time with Jesus, I'm so glad you're my friend and that you're going to work with me because we're going to get this worked out. Hallelujah. It's amazing what showing yourself friendly can do sometimes. Amen. God is in the midst of all this. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, uttered His voice. God uttered His voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. Just think about it. Let's all stand. Amen. He's with us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's thank Him. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.